It was 150 years ago when the Prince of Wales, later King Edward VII, arrived in Norwich to open the imposing drill hall built in Gothic castle style at Chapelfield in the city. Crowds came out in 1866 to watch as the Prince, along with visiting military VIPs, came to do the honours, and for the next century it was a landmark building near the gardens and later home to the 4th Battalion Norfolk Regiment Territorial Army. Then it was allowed to rot and decay, and around 50 years ago it was demolished, and the site is now part of the Inner Ring Road. So much work had gone into designing and building the hall in the heyday of the volunteer soldiers who were trained there. At first it was the headquarters of the various volunteer regiments in Norwich, forerunners of the Territorials, and from 1908 the 4th Battalion of the Norfolks. It was a particularly busy place during the First World War, and it was in 1939 the news came through of the outbreak of the Second World War as the men were mustered there. In more recent times, the hall was used by members of the public for a host of events. All kinds of shows were held there, from cattle shows to fish exhibitions. Another popular annual event was the Norfolk and Norwich Daffodil Show. There was even talk of converting the building into an indoor swimming pool. But that's all it was, talk. Come the 1960s and the city fathers were in the pulling down mood to make way for new roads and developments, and the poor old drill hall never stood a chance of survival. In 1962, it was reported that the foundations were gone, there were severe vertical cracks in the walls, and the timber roof trusses were twisted and in a bad way. Later in the same year, it was said that it had been agreed with the Ministry of Works that one of the towers, part of the city walls, should be left standing. Then, a couple of months later, members of the City Council changed their minds and asked the Ministry for permission to pull down the tower, although some thought it should be kept as a memorial to all the soldiers who trained there. The hall came tumbling down. The site was used as a car park and is now part of the Chapelfield roundabout on the Inner Ring Road. The only memorial is some flints mapping out the line of the former city wall and tower.